Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is February 7th, 2007, and this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. It's very cold here. There's a lot of homeless people out there in the streets of this city today. It absolutely amazes me. You know, a lot of these people are drug addicts. A lot of these people are alcoholics. A lot of these people are crazy. I guess you're not supposed to say that. A lot of these people are, what is it, we're supposed to say, mentally challenged. But in any case, there's a lot of problem people out there. And instead of helping those people in any way we can, we're spending, what, $8 billion a week or a month? What is the figure? It doesn't really matter. We probably don't even know what the real figure is. But we're spending that money destroying the people and the economy and the culture and the natural resources and the soil and the air and the infrastructure and the buildings of Iraq. And now we want to do that in Iran. That is, our tax dollars are going to finance that, all on behalf of our very powerful Jewish lobby here in Washington that demands that the American taxpayers use their funds to do the bidding of that lobby, which acts here on American soil as an agent of a foreign country whose interests are not always the same as America's, and in fact very seldom are, contrary to the lies that are told us by the mass media in America and by our bought and paid for politicians and by a few foolish people who follow the lead of false prophets such as Jerry Falwell and Pat Robertson and Tim LaHaye and people of that ilk. That's a mouthful, folks, but it says a lot. It really does say a lot about what's happening here in Washington and around the country and really around the world today. Yeah, folks, well, we have a break coming up here. When we come back, yours truly will have a few comments about a few things here and there. Just a few comments, brief comments, a few rants that may or may not interest you. If they don't interest you, just turn the radio down a little bit and take a look at the website of republicbroadcasting.org. Check out some of the interesting information you can find on the website if you don't care to listen to me going on about topics various and sundry. And then we will bring some callers up later in the hour. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Collins Piper coming to you live here on Wednesday, February 7th, 2007 from Washington, D.C. I'm here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy, of course, RBN. RBN does live, and of course, thanks to the sponsorship of a really good product called Headache Stay Gone. Now, I hope you've already ordered Headache Stay Gone. Later in this hour, I'm going to give you the 800 number for Headache Stay Gone, so you can call them and get a sample of this wonderful product. It is the all-natural cure for headaches. It works for me, it works for several of my associates, and it probably will work for you. In any case, you should try it out. But get your pen and paper handy, because I'm also going to give you some contact information from about a very interesting newspaper. It's a monthly newspaper that has a lot of good material in, and I think it's well worth checking out. Well, a lot of things to comment on here, folks. I don't know where to begin. Just little news notes. You know, I like these little news notes because I think these news notes, these anecdotes, I know a lot of you don't like my anecdotes, but I don't care, because I think anecdotes tell a story, whether singly or taken together. They provide insights into the troubles that we have in our world today. Here's an anecdote for you. I pick up the New York Times book review this past weekend. Yeah, I read the New York Times. And there's a big review there entitled A Jew at Harvard, novel about somebody or another doing something or another. But anyway, that's the big headline, A Jew at Harvard. On that same page in the New York Times book review is an advertisement for Prometheus Books. Here's the books they're selling: God, The Failed Hypothesis, The Ghost in the Universe, God in Light of Modern Science, Atheism, The Case Against God, and Atheism, A Reader. Now, folks, as you know, I'm not real religious, but I do pray. I pray to our Creator, whoever he may be, or for the benefit of those feminists out there, whoever she may be. But I guarantee you that the New York Times would never accept a half-page ad for books questioning details about the Holocaust. They would never accept an advertisement for Dr. Arthur Butt's book, The Hoax of the 20th Century. They wouldn't accept advertisements for Dr. Frederick Toben's accounts of his adventures in the world of revisionism. They wouldn't accept advertisements for Germar Rudolph's massive tome, an accumulation of writings by a wide array of revisionist historians, his book Dissecting the Holocaust. They wouldn't accept an advertisement for anything questioning even little details about the events of World War II, but they will accept a big advertisement for books questioning God. And you know the funny thing about that is virtually everybody believes in God in one form or another, but it's quite perfectly acceptable to question the existence of God, but not the Holocaust. Isn't that funny? Well, a leading conservative is dead. Ralph DeToledano. I think I met him one time down at the National Press Club here in Washington. His obituary describes him as an ardent conservative. He was hooked up for many years with the William F. Buckley Jr. It says here he was of Sephardic Jewish descent. His family, he was born of Sephardic Jewish heritage in Tangier, Morocco. Then his family moved to the United States. Well, what's interesting is that Mr. De Toledano, one of these conservative leaders, he was editor of the New Leader, which was the publication of the American Socialist Party. Then he broke over with the socialists over the issue of Stalinism and was becoming, this is the Washington Post obituary, saying he was became an outspoken voice of liberal anti-communism. Well, he went to the Office of Strategic Services, predecessor of the Central Intelligence Agency, and then after the war, he was with the very left-wing International Ladies Garment Workers Union. Then he went to Newsweek, certainly an establishment publication. By 1955, he's writing for National Review. That's Bill Buckley's magazine. You see this interesting so-called mutation here, folks. Here's this left-winger, obviously a Trotskyite. He's anti-Stalinist, an anti-communist liberal. That's what they call these Trotskyites. And then he goes in, hooks up with William F. Buckley, and becomes a professional conservative, telling all the American conservatives what they are supposed to think under the tutelage and through the association with William F. Buckley. Also, he gets a nationally syndicated column. Here's this guy. He was in the OSS, forerunner of the CIA. That was communist-infested. Everybody knows that. And between 1948 and 1955, he goes from being the publicity director of the International Ladies Garment Workers Union, communist-infested, Trotskyite-infested, to becoming a conservative leader in America. Well, here's what I didn't know about Mr. De Toledano. It says in 1979, Mr. De Toledano was a ghostwriter for a memoir written by Mark Felt, the former FBI official who revealed in 2005 that he was Deep Throat, the anonymous Watergate source for Washington Post reporters Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein. Comment on that, folks. I never believed that Mark Felt was indeed the Deep Throat, and it says here that Felt revealed in 2005 he was Deep Throat. In 2005, if all the stories about it are to be believed, at least those you read very carefully, Mark Felt didn't know his behind from his elbow. The poor old man is basically senile, but he's been the one who has been selected for historical purposes to be Deep Throat. But isn't it interesting? Here's this Trotskyite turned conservative, which means he never really changed his stripes, this Mr. De Toledano. He's the one who gets the role of writing the memoirs of the guy who later is officially described as Deep Throat. Anyway, this is one of these people who has been operating in conservative circles for 50, 60 years, manipulating conservatives, twisting their mindset. This guy is a classic Judas goat of the worst sort, and he has now died and gone to hell. Good riddance. Oh, speaking of the manipulation of conservatives, you know, I haven't seen The New American published by the John Birch Society in quite a while, and all I can say about that is, having reviewed the January 22nd issue, or at least parts of it, I was handed a torn-up edition of it today. What? You know, I know a lot of you out there like the John Birch Society folks, but I want to tell you, this one issue alone is so full of contradictions. You know, I understand it's hard to put a publication together, but, I mean, on the one hand, you have Trotskyite propaganda, Trotskyite neoconservative Zionist propaganda within its pages, and then you have another article saying how nasty the neoconservatives are. Now, people say, oh, well, the Birch Society is a good introduction for people who are not aware of the deeper picture. Well, folks, I want to tell you something. I wouldn't want to give a copy of The New American to anybody, particularly this January 22nd issue, for the simple reason that it would confuse the hell out of them. And maybe that is indeed what the ultimate purpose of The New American is supposed to be. I've always talked about my one-minute membership in the John Birch Society. That upsets a lot of people. I got a letter from somebody the other day who had read my book, The Judas Goats, and was particularly disturbed by my chapter in the John Birch Society, and they said, well, Mr. Piper, if you look at the latest issue of the magazine, this was a month or so ago, you'll find that this magazine obviously is taking an America First position because of such and such an article. Well, they said, this shows that the John Birch Society has not been infiltrated by the communists. Well, obviously, that person who read my book missed the point. It was never a great concern of mine that the John Birch Society had been infiltrated by the communists. My concern was that the John Birch Society had been infiltrated by the Zionists. So I haven't written that gentleman a letter yet, but it's in my stack of correspondence down there at the American Free Press office. And when I get a chance, I'm going to drop him a note. Enough said about the John Birch Society. It exhausts me every time I think about it. Well, there's a new book out, The House of War, The Pentagon and the Disastrous Rise of American Power by James Carroll. Very formidable book. I don't know how many pages. But, you know, it's very, very interesting. The book blames war on the military. And, you know, what's very interesting about it. Very interesting about it. I looked in the index. The book was handed to me by one of the people down at American Free Press, and they said, you may want to look at this. It was a review copy that was received, and I took a look at the index. The book that includes the Iraq War, there are two, count them, two references to Israel in the index. One referencing the fact that former Secretary of State James Forrestal didn't support the establishment of Israel, and a passing reference to the fact that Israel is alleged to have nuclear weapons. No, we don't want to blame anything on Israel, but we can write a great big fat book and blame war on the military, the very military that didn't want to fight the Iraq War, and they don't want to fight in Iran either. War, media, propaganda, folks. God, how they can twist things. All right, folks, stay tuned a little bit more when we come back. And if you have something to say, feel free to call in. The number here is 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. And of course, sponsored by Headaches Day Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. Get your pen and paper handy. I'm going to give you their number right now, their 800 number and their address. And I'm also going to tell you where you can get a copy or subscribe to a very interesting newspaper I just took a look at today. Okay, Headaches Day Gone, their 800 number, and that is an 800 number, is 1-800-327-0727. The address, Headaches Stay Gone. Don't write that down. You can remember that. Headaches Stay Gone. Their address is 199 Springton Road, just like it sounds. Springton, T-O-N, Springton Road. Glenmore, P-A, G-L-E-N-M-O-O-R-E, P-A, 19343. 199 Springton Road, Glenmore, PA, 19343. Okay, now, this newspaper I want to give you the address of. The name of it is The First Freedom. It's a very interesting newspaper. I had seen it before, but I didn't really look too closely at it. We receive it at the American Free Press Office. 24 pages, this issue. It is a monthly paper with a lot of interesting news and articles in it by a wide variety of authors. A lot better in many respects than a lot of publications I see. They have a website on the internet, and this is just the website. I'm going to give you the website address, gulftel.com, G-U-L-F, as in the Persian Gulf or the Gulf of Mexico, gulftel.com/firstfreedom. GulfTel.com/FirstFreedom. It's like in the title of the publication. It says, The First Freedom, Self-Government Begins at Home. Very interesting publication. I don't agree with everything necessarily that's in it, nor what's on their website. You know, their website, I'm going to give you the mailing address, too. But let me just say this. You know, I open up the website, and it strikes me, they have a Confederate slant. Well, you know, I tell you, I have a funny view about the Civil War, and I've always been interested in the Civil War. Actually, it was my interest in the Civil War that got me interested in politics in the first place. But, you know, I tell you, there's a lot of people who think Abraham Lincoln was the biggest piece of garbage in the world, and then the other people, on the other hand, think he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. I fall somewhere in the middle. That makes me enemies on both sides, but to hell with y'all. That's my opinion. But in any case, I don't think this publication likes Abe Lincoln very much. But anyway, let me give you the address for The First Freedom. It's $25 a year for 12 monthly issues. 25 bucks, not too bad, folks. The address is The First Freedom, P.O. Box 385, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama. Silver Hill, all one word. Silver Hill, just like it sounds, Alabama, 36576. drop them a note, tell them you heard Mike Piper talking about them. I'm sure they'll be glad to send you a sample issue. And I'll tell you what, even one sample issue, if it's anything like this issue, is going to have a lot of good news and information in that you'll find interesting. I'm flipping through it right now. It's a little bit of everything. You may agree with some of it. You may agree with all of it. But I think you'll find lots of interesting things that you'll want to read. That's the first freedom. Drop them a note. Well, Washington Times, you can always count on this newspaper to pump out Zionist propaganda. Article by Cal Thomas, who's an old cohort of Jerry Falwell, as some people call him. Mr. Thomas has an article bashing the Democratic Party for inviting some fellow by the name of Hashim al-Husseini to give an invocation at some Democratic Party function. Well, Mr. al-Husseini, as you might guess by his name, happens to be a Muslim, and Mr. Thomas is very upset that he says that in his address, Mr. al-Husseini proclaimed religious superiority and triumphalism. Well, for God's sake, if anybody has ever looked at the garbage appearing in this foul book called the Talmud, that's nothing but religious superiority and triumphalism. I always say, burn the Talmud. If you get your hands on a Talmud, burn it. Burn it. Burn it now. Same issue of the Washington Times has an article by another one of these horrible, horrible people who promote the Washington Times Zionist agenda. And, you know, it was an article about sexual predators, and you know, everybody's against sexual predators, but, you know, I was just thinking, folks, you know, one of the biggest predators on the face of the earth, God Almighty, no, not God Almighty, the biggest predator on the face of the earth is a guy by the name of George W. Bush, who lives at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest. This man is a predator. God Almighty, when you think of all the people he's killed, that man is a predator. 3,011 Americans, I guess, according to the latest count. God knows how many other people around the world. Somebody said, the head of the Arab League said that the war in Iraq opened the gates of hell. That's what George W. Bush did, folks. This predator opened the gates of hell. Well, he's going to go there. No doubt about that. Good riddance. When God finally calls George W. Bush home, well, he's not going to call him home. He's going to send him to hell, right where he belongs, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too. Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're going to go to the phones here. I've ranted and raved, and some of you are now turning the dial back up to listen to what the callers have to say. But I'm going to remind you again that you better check out Headache Stay Gone, because the next time you get a headache, you're going to say, boy, I wish I had taken down that 800 number Mike Piper gave me. Well, that number is 800-327-0727. Okay, let's go to our first caller, who is Jim in Texas. Jim, what's going on?
Yeah, Mike.
How you doing tonight?
Pretty good. I'm kind of amazed that you're surprised at all of the stuff you've outlined tonight. It'd be like me being surprised at Gus Hall named managing director of the William F. Buckley's organization, National Review, in 1956. I wouldn't be surprised. They control everything, both sides. When you control both sides of the argument, it's heads I win, tails you lose.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring up Gus Hall, because, you know, the fact is that the whole time Gus Hall was running the Communist Party, his number two man was a Trotskyite on the payroll of the FBI and J. Edgar Hoover.
Absolutely.
So the FBI knew what the Communist Party was doing all those years when they were getting money out of the Kremlin, and they had a Jewish Trotskyite kind of managing the Communist Party affairs while Gus Hall was living high on the hog.
And who was Roosevelt's vice president at the time? Wasn't his name Henry Wallace?
Henry Wallace.
An absolute communist, socialist, biggest piece of you-know-what that ever came down the pike.
Well, and, you know, how many of those do we have in Congress today?
Well, probably about 433. There's probably two that wouldn't qualify.
Yeah,
I'm not sure of them. I'm not sure of anybody, Mike. I hate to tell you.
I'm not sure of
Tancredo and Ron Paul. I'm kind of maybe iffy on them, maybe 55% versus 45. But I've never been sure of anybody. That's how I've managed to establish that I know what's going on. You know, I know the whole history of this whole thing. J. Edgar Hoover was the biggest piece of you-know-what that ever came down the pike.
Yeah,
otherwise,
Eustace Mullins
wouldn't have had him in there.
Eustace, who's been on this show, has written a lot about Hoover. And, you know, Eustace's book, A Writ for Martyrs, shows how the FBI terrorized Eustace and his family for, what, 25, 30 years? I mean,
yeah.
And it was under J. Edgar Hoover that this was going on, so I've never been understood how any American patriot could admire J. Edgar Hoover if they knew what J. Edgar Hoover had done to Eustace Mullins. You know, it's just
how many people know that what J. Edgar Hoover did to the famous 8 or 9 German espionage agents that landed on a beach in New Jersey, I believe, in 1942 or 43, somewhere in there. Anyhow, They had no intent of doing anything. The leader of the group immediately called the FBI and turned themselves in. And old J. Edgar, buddy, wanted to execute them all. They did, all but one, the guy that turned himself in. And it took, I don't remember who intervened to save his life. But they executed them all, and they did nothing but more or less they landed here as they were supposed to. They turned themselves in, said, we're not going to do anything. And J. Edgar, good old boy J. Edgar, prosecuted them to get his notoriety. You know, look how wonderful I am.
I can top you on that one, Jim, because, you know, although those guys, let's just give J. Edgar the benefit of the doubt on that. Those guys were actually German citizens who may have initially had some sabotage plans. But, you know, J. Edgar Hoover worked with the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith in setting up like 33 Americans on sedition charges.
Yeah, Elizabeth Dilling in the group.
That's right. Just because,
I know all about Elizabeth Dilling in the group.
That's right. Just because they happen to be critics to the Roosevelt administration. I want to tell you one thing that I have a lot of very interesting artifacts and historical things in my personal collection, but one of the sturdiest and most practical things I have in my house is a set of three beautiful old bookshelves, and I am proud to say that those bookshelves used to belong to Ralph Townsend, who was one of the Americans who was indicted for sedition by the Roosevelt administration.
Yeah, I mean, he was critical.
That's right. That's the only crime he ever committed. He lost his friends. He lost family support. He lost
all people lost
money.
Everything. And they lost everything.
Thanks to that good patriot J. Edgar Hoover and J. Edgar Hoover's good friends at the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith.
And he had no qualms about prosecuting them. None.
Yeah, see, again, like I say, there's so many of these little funny things in history that when you look at the bigger picture, you realize that things aren't always as they seem.
Things are never as they seem. Not always. They are never as they seem.
You know, unfortunately, there's a lot of truth to that. You know, I'll tell you one thing, Jim, that I find problematic, though, is that there are too many people today who think like you and I do and like those of the listeners of RBN and the readers of American Free Press. We tend to get a little bit too paranoid or too cynical.
Jaded, I think, is that
term? Jaded is a good word, yeah. And, you know, and it comes back to what you were saying earlier that, you know, I would say I think Ron Paul is a pretty good guy. Out of all the members of Congress,
yeah.
I think there's a guy who is probably a very, I don't know the man, I've never met him, and even if I did know him, I wouldn't admit it on the air because then the Anti-Defamation League would put a scratch mark beside his name, you know, and they'd say, uh-oh, he knows Mike Piper. He's definitely bad. But I think Ron Paul, all in all, is a pretty good guy.
Well, Ron Paul has about the same chance of success that Father Coughlin has of being anointed to a sainthood. But, you know, just about, or maybe less.
You know, if I'm ever, sure. You know, I'll tell you what, if I ever run for president, Jim, I think I'm going to make you my speechwriter.
Well, I don't know if I could handle it, but I do know my history, and I know what's going on, and I know that all these people are all phonies, or 99.9% of them are phonies, and you have to understand that, otherwise you can't understand what's going on if you don't understand that everybody's a phony.
Yeah, you know, I think it was last night you came up with a line that I thought was very, very interesting. You said they were all in the same chorus line.
Yeah.
But occasionally some of them are kicking a little bit differently.
Yeah, you know, they're slightly out of step.
Slightly out of step. That's how you put it.
That's what it all boils down to. So, you know, hey, it's nice talking to you. I don't want to hog your time.
That's all right, Jim.
I'm hogging more of your time than I deserve.
I always get a kick out of what you have to say, Jim, because it's significant as far as I'm concerned.
Well, keep up the good word, Mike, and
right, be
a little more skeptical than you are. I mean, you're way too Pollyannish, in my opinion. So,
all right, Jim. Thanks
all
for
right.
your call.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Ron in Arizona. Ron, what do you have to say? Ron, are you there?
Are you talking to Ron the Jew from Oklahoma?
Is this Ron from Oklahoma?
This is Ron the Jew.
Oh, Ron the Jew from Oklahoma.
Now, I could be confused with that anti-Semite Ron that calls in from time to time.
Okay.
I need some of that headache be gone, because you guys just give me a headache listening to you. It's just, you know, you're just so ridiculous. You Gentiles are just, have got to be the dumbest people in the world. How is it, do you think, that we 2% control the other 98%? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense, unless you guys are really as stupid as we think that you are. I mean, you know, you criticize the Talmud, but the Talmud gives us, tells us exactly to do and how to do it, and it has worked now for 2,000 years. You guys, on the other hand, haven't got a clue. You sit around like that Ron from, that Jim from Texas, whining about how we control things. Well, duh. You know, all we're doing is looking out for our own self-vested interest, just like everybody in every group who has a clue. The only difference is you Gentiles don't have a clue. You're so confused and so, you know, you're so hung up on watching football and baseball and basketball and deal or no deal, and, you know, you don't... The only people who have a clue are the Jews, are us, and there's no question why we run the show, because we are educated, we are God's chosen people. There's no question about that, and you guys sit around and whine about it all the time. If you were really concerned about it, why don't you start doing the things that we do and that we have been doing for 2,000 years? We take this stuff seriously. We are well organized. We've got you Gentiles in our pocket. You talk about Jerry Falwell. I mean, you know, Jerry Falwell's just doing God's work. He knows whose God's people are. So why are you whining about it all the time? Why don't you just get with the program and realize that we know what's going on, that you don't have a clue. The Middle East is the key to everything. That's where all the oil resources are. China, Russia, the United States, Europe, everybody is going to be keen on that. And who do you think is in charge of that or going to be in charge of it? It's us. It's us. And we've got you doing our work for us, as knocking off all of the hostile countries that are hostile to the sacred state of Israel. And, you know, we are going to control all of that, and there's nothing that you're going to be able to do about it.
Well, this sounds exactly like the program that your rabbis outlined in the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion.
Well, that was obviously a Gentile forgery, but there's no question that that's true. I mean, you know, it's come to pass. It's all been laid out. It's all been laid out. Nobody makes any secrets about it. You know, you Gentiles are just so stupid that you don't want to know, you don't want to listen, you don't want to read. It's all there. It's as clear as the nose on your face. You know, our good friend William Crystal and Pearl and Wolfowitz, they all work together to help the state of Israel develop the roadmap for this, securing the realm, and we spelled it all out. You know, we've got to knock off Iraq. We've got to knock off Iran. We've got to knock off Lebanon. We've got to knock off Syria so that we can expand the sacred state of Israel to our historic borders and control the Mideast. It's all been laid out. And what is there, Mr. Piper, about that you don't understand?
Well, you know, unfortunately, I understand it all too well, and I keep harping about it, but, you know, you guys control the mass media in America, and, you know, despite all the noise that I try to make...
How do you think that that's possible? How do you think that us two, our little 2%, when we came over to this country in the 1890s, escaping from Russia... We didn't have a pot to piss in. We didn't have a single penny. And yet we were smart enough to realize that the media is where it's at. And we got into the media, started buying newspapers. We got into movies. We founded Hollywood. And, you know, and where are you guys? And all you can do is sit around and whine about it. Why don't you realize that, you know, you may not agree with how we are running the world, but at least we're running it. you guys sit around and do nothing but whine about it all the time.
Well, you know, part of it is, as I see it, you know, as I see it, Ron the Jew, as you call yourself, as I see it, you know, so many Gentiles, so many Goyim, as you call us, you've infiltrated our ranks so thoroughly that you have so many what we might call patriotic publications or nationalist publications that steer away from discussing the very points that that you yourself have brought up here tonight.
Well, it's like Jim from Texas, you know, said, you know, you guys are so rigid and so hard-headed that, you know, you don't, that at least we realize that we've got, in order to win, we have to be on both sides. We have to be on every side of every issue. So no matter who wins, we win. You know, why do you think that we're internationalists? We can, you know, we go to wherever the power and wherever the money and wherever the wealth is. We have to do that. So when you guys get tired of us and you and you throw us out of your country, we can then morph into somebody else's country, and we can continue on. And,
you know, one of your co-religionists, Samuel Roth, wrote a book years ago called You Gentiles, and he expressed many of the same things that you're expressing here tonight.
Well, I mean, you know, it's just clear as the nose on your face, Michael Collins Piper. I mean, how can you deny it?
Well, that's the problem. It's very, very difficult to deny. I don't deny it, but, you know, there are so many people who they don't deny it. They just don't want to discuss it.
No, it's but they don't want to. They're too stupid to even know what's going on. They don't want to know. You know, it's like, it's just, it's ridiculous when 65% of the people who watch the Fox News network still think that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and that he had something to do with 911.
Well, you know, I just heard.
How stupid can you be?
I just heard a gentleman interviewed here on a program, not on this network, but somewhere else, and he's written a book about mentioning 911. There's a chapters on it in 911, and he acknowledged on the air that although he knows about Israel's involvement in 911, that he doesn't mention that because it's too controversial. So, in other words, he's going along with the lie that you people have pawned off on the rest of us.
It's not necessarily a lie. It's just, you know, it's in our own best interest. You know, we need for you to do the work for us. And if you guys are willing to do it, if you're so greedy that your arms industry will, to make a few bucks, will do our work for us, okay, and so what? How can you blame us for that? That is in our vested interest. If it's not in your interest, you shouldn't be doing it. Now, how can you criticize us for pushing our program instead of criticizing yourself, your own stupid going self, for doing things that you think are not in your best interest?
Well, you know, from my perspective, those on my side who are theoretically who are on my side who are selling out to your people.
Well, 10 of you that listen to the Republic News Network, you know, we've got ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, the Fox. You know, we reach millions and millions of people every day. Name another news outlet other than yours where your enlightened Goyim information goes out. It doesn't happen. You guys have not got a chance. You haven't got a clue because the Goyim are so stupid that they I have sat in a restaurant the other day, and I heard two Goyims talking, and
Ron, that's Ron the Jew from Texas. Ron, I'm going to have to let you go because we have some other callers up here tonight. I hope they are going to express the other side of the opinion, but I thank you for your honest assessment because you've outlined it all far better than I could. That was Ron the Jew from Oklahoma.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Very interesting call there. Caller identified himself as Ron the Jew from Oklahoma. He has some very pointed remarks to make. Maybe we can learn something from what he had to say. All right, well, let's go to our last caller from the evening, Brian from Pennsylvania. Brian, are you there?
It's barely possible to follow Ron the Jew's comments. I'm somewhat amazed. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I think the most revealing thing he said was that the Jew can't lie. The Jew is impossible. He has no concept of a lie. But that's not why I called. I called to thank you for turning me on to the Gus Russo book, Supermom.
Oh, interesting book, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Tremendous book. And I wondered if you had ever come across a book entitled Dossier, The Secret History of Arm & Hammer.
Yes, funny you should mention it. I was rearranging my books last evening, and I think I have a copy of it around here somewhere. That's a very, very interesting book.
I turned my friend onto this book, and then he turned me on to Russo's book. The last thing I want to say was my very best friend, who I was the best man at his wedding, interviewed personally Roy Frankhauser, who you mentioned in the appendix of your final judgment.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get him to call you up because he can tell you all about that agent provocateur, Roy Frankhauser from Reading.
Interesting. You know, that's an interesting story. The story of Roy Frankhauser. I've known many people who have known him. I never knew him myself. But if your friend would like to call up sometime, I'd be glad to have him call in.
He interviewed him in Reading, which was run by Abe Minker at the time. He was the Jew that ran Reading, and I'm trying to convince him to give you a call.
I would love to talk to him. That would be a very interesting story, and I know the listeners here would love to hear it. That would be a fascinating show.
There's a lot of dope there that you just touched the edge of.
I'm sure of that.
He was onto it. He was onto it, and he led Roy right into a trap. You know, he lured him in until Frankhauser figured out that Frankhauser knew who he was and what he was all about.
Evidently, Roy Frankhauser's kind of dropped off the planet, or else he's gone very, very low profile.
To the best of my knowledge, he still lives in downtown Reading with his big cross right in front of his house. Anyhow, I don't know how to follow that, Ron the Jew. I can tell you that my family came over here in 1739 from Germany, and if I'd ever get my hands on Ron the Jew, we'd have a conversation.
I think you probably would have a very interesting conversation with him.
We'd have a conversation.
All right, listen, Brian, work on your friend, and please, if it looks like he's going to give us a call, try to drop me a note at my email, michaelcollinspiper1960@yahoo.com, and kind of give me an idea when he's going to call in.
I'll do that.
All right, appreciate that, Brian.
Good night, Michael.
All right, thanks a lot. Caller mentioned this book, Super Mob, by Gus Russo. Very interesting story about the real history of organized crime in America. You can get it from American Free Press. But now we've got to hang it up for the evening. Thanks for your calls. Thanks for listening in. Stand by, Republic Broadcasting, because you can handle the truth, folks. We need RBN. Give it all the support you can. Keep this network thriving. And now stay tuned for more good programming with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on Radio Free America. Have a good night.